This is Ron Kirchy reading from Strays. I don't know where I am. The social worker said she doesn't like to drive the freeway, so it's just one twist and turn after another. There was somebody else in the van when she picked me up, but he's huddled all the way in the back. I'm in the middle seat. When Ms. Irvin finally pulls over, she says, "This is where Mr. and Mrs. Rafter live, boys. Get your stuff." I've only got a suitcase and a duffel. The other kid tosses two green trash bags out the back. That's got to be Mr. Rafter peering at us from the porch. My parents owned a pet shop, so I've seen that look before. It's the one that means, "Are you going to keep me up all night?" Right behind him is a set of plastic chairs, the kind with slats and arms. "Why don't you guys have a seat?" the social worker says. "I got some paperwork to do inside." Then she turns her back to the house and whispers, "I had to beg to get this placement. Don't make me look bad." The kid with the trash bags twists the tops tighter. He doesn't look at her. He doesn't look at me. I enjoy figuring things out. The porch sags. The picnic table needs two shims. Paint's peeling off the overhang, and that's a 5-year-old truck in the driveway. So money is tight, and it's either take a couple of strangers like us or dip into the savings. The other foster kid glances at the screen door and whispers, "That one looks like a hard nose. What's his name again?" Rafter, I think. He points up. "Like in the ceiling? Or on a river, maybe? A long time ago, you kind of were what you did, so there was a Mr. Shoemaker and a Mr. Baker and a Mr. Fletcher. And what's a Fletcher? Guy who makes arrows? No way. Yeah. So you think back in the day this guy made rafts? I don't know, maybe." He asked me, "What's your last name, anyhow?" "O'Connor." "Does that mean anything?" "I don't think so." I might say right off the bat that Strays is an interesting title to me because it works two ways. Since I was an English teacher, I know that it's a verb, like to stray off the path, which is what my hero does, and it's a noun, like a bunch of stray dogs. Early on in this book, that wasn't the title. The title was Ted O'Connor, King of the Jungle, because Teddy knows so much about animals. But in the dark and the night, as we authors say, I thought of the title Strays and liked it very much. One of the things, speaking of animals, that distinguishes this book is that the boy, Teddy, the narrator and the main character, either can talk to animals or he thinks he can talk to animals. And when I go to make school visits or when people, you know, question me during Q&A things after readings, they ask me which it is, and I have to admit that I don't really know. The first scene that where he does this is when he goes back to his house. He's in foster care, and his parents have passed away, and he's angry. In the initial scene, he regrets seeing the animals that were left, but in the scene that is turned up in the book, the animals start talking to him. That was very interesting to me. Made me anxious to go back to work every day and see what the animals would say to him next. Oddly enough, for somebody who's had this kind of tragedy in his life and moved to a new school and has to live with boys he's never lived with in a foster care system, Ted oddly turns out to be almost better off at the end than before. Not that his parents were awful people, they were just unusual, and he simply had to forge new relationships. So the foster care system takes some heat, especially in the newspaper, but it was good in a funny way to Teddy.